At their meeting this week, Loyalist Township Council discussed 8 new housing initiatives for 2025. The projects amount to nearly $1.4 million of the total $3.58 million the township is to receive from the Housing Accelerator Fund. Under the program, the township has committed to permitting 615 housing units over the next 3 years. Staff noted that funding more initiatives would ensure they fully spend the funding by the end of 2027. Council approved funding staff time spent on Housing Accelerator Fund initiatives in 2025 to a maximum of $200,000. They also approved $171,000 in expenses for the Loyalist Link transit service. In addition to discussion with council, staff plans to undertake public consultation, further discussion with the County of Lennox and Addington, and will seek developer feedback as to how the funding can be used to support the township's housing goals. A letter was sent to active developers in the area on February 14th, inviting them to meet with staff to discuss opportunities for partnership to support the success of the Housing Accelerator Fund program. Meetings between developers and staff are being scheduled into March, with a developers' forum scheduled for May 1st. Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about possibilities going forward and showed his support for funding the Loyalist Link transit service.
It's an exciting opportunity, and I know that the development community is excited, probably. I can't speak for them, but they're interested in working with us. And I know that the Loyalist Link is showing a tremendous possibility. And I think it's a great way to continue, especially that Loyalist Link transit service.
The 8 initiatives in the township's Housing Accelerator Fund action plan include an affordable housing grant and land donation to Lennox and Addington County, the implementation of an affordable and purpose-built rental house community improvement plan, and the declaration and sale of surplus land for housing or housing supportive uses. The rest of the initiatives are mostly about bylaw and policy updates. Staff noted other initiatives that could be funded, including additional grants to incentivize development, studies and plans for lands to support housing or housing-related initiatives, or capital spending on housing-related infrastructure. Funding from the Housing Accelerator Fund will come through 4 annual advances of just over $895,000. The first 3 advances are dispersed based on the township's ability to achieve progress on the action plan initiatives, while the final advance is dispersed based on action plan progress and the number of housing projects started. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.